Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Heyo! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, where your business gets built every day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinhome. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today's episode is a Q&A Wednesday episode. On our Q&A Wednesday episodes, I answer a question from one of you, one of our listeners. If you have a question you want to ask, just email me over at omar@100mba.net, and I'll make sure to answer your question right here on the show. Today's question is from Felix. And Felix asks, do I need to also buy the .NET and the .co extensions for my domain, or is just having the .com fine? Solid question, Felix. It's a common one, and we've touched on this topic in the past, but it's been a while, so I'll make sure to answer it right here on Q&A Wednesday. When you're registering your company's domain name to start that website, to start that business, you might think, hey, do I need to buy the other extensions like yourbusiness.net, yourbusiness.co, or if you're like outside the U.S., yourbusiness.com.au or .uk or .nz. These are all country extensions. You might think, I need to snatch these up in all forms. Well, in today's episode, I'll give you my advice. If you should buy all the extensions available because, hey, they're offered to you by the domain registrar, or maybe not, or maybe when is the right time to do it? We get into all that and more in today's Q&A Wednesday, so let's get into it. Let's get down to business. Felix is starting an online business. He's got his .com address, which is great, but he's asking, does he need to buy the .NET extension, the .co as well? And for those who are listening, any other extension you might be thinking of, .us, whatever it is. It could be very tempting to do this because, hey, it's only like $10 a year, and you want to kind of cover all your bases because, hey, you thought of this as a great name for your business, a great URL. Let me get all the different extensions available. And at the end of the day, it may cost you $40, $50, $60, maybe $100 to get all the extensions. So you might think, hey, it's not a huge, huge expense. It's like a fancy dinner out. But here's my advice. You need to validate the business idea first. You need to make sure people are actually buying what you're intending to sell or want to buy it, right? So you need to make your first sale or two first, because you might be buying things you're just not going to use. The business idea might be a bust and the name may not be congruent with the next pivot you're going to make. So if you have the .com, that's great. Hurry up and validate this business idea. Make sure there's an audience for it. Make sure that you can sell what you're intending to sell to your potential audience. And it shouldn't take long to do this. It shouldn't take more than a few weeks. If you're starting a t-shirt business, print one t-shirt in the way you're going to sell it and sell it to one customer, to two customers, to three customers. Find out, are people willing to buy at the price point you're willing to sell it at to make a profit? If this is an online course, pre-sell the course. Show them the results they're going to get. Give them a preview. Put up a sales page. If you got buyers, you got people that are willing to pay for it, you have some traction and it's worth investing in that traction. At that point, okay, that $100 investment to get all the domains is probably going to be a good one. But by buying all these domains and not knowing if the business is going to fly yet, this is like saying I'm going to move to a new country and I've never been there before, right? I have no proof or validation I don't want to live there. Why buy property there, right? I know it's not the same thing. It's not the same kind of price point or investment, but I know a lot of entrepreneurs that have hundreds of domains that they never use and they just continue to have them on auto renew. And in my opinion, that's just a waste of money. leave those domains available and leave them for somebody who's actually going to do something with it. And focus on what you're going to do in your business. Focus on how you're going to use your domain. So if you got one, great. And if you got the .com, that's even amazing. The .com is not available. I recommend going with the .net or a .co. Validate the idea and then go and see if you can grab the other extensions once you know you can make money off this business. Now, what I love about this is that it puts you on a deadline. It has the time ticking. So put yourself on a deadline. Say, I need to validate this business idea in the next month at max. And you have this sense of urgency because, hey, you don't want those other extensions to get snatched up, right? That's why you were thinking about grabbing them in the first place. Well, validate this idea quickly. Get it done under a month, and then you can grab those extensions and feel better, right? But this puts a little fire under you and pushes you to get the wheels turning on this business. A lot of us, we have good ideas in the middle of the night. We grab the domains, and we do nothing with them later. This is the difference between someone playing business and doing business. People that do business, they valid ideas. They make sure people are willing to pay for something for it. They make a transaction, right? They actually make money. They make a sale. Remember, I mention this all the time, but if you ever watch the show Shark Tank, the first question that the sharks ask the contestants is, how many sales do you have? How many units have you pushed? They're not going to invest in something that doesn't make money, that's not validated, that isn't out there for sure making money, that you have actual audience members, actual customers that want to buy that product. So make sure you validate, then go ahead and grab those extensions later and put yourself on a deadline to push you to do it quickly.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
If your child is struggling in school, then IXL is right for your family. IXL is an online learning program for kids that covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. Backed by research, kids using IXL are scoring higher on tests. It's no wonder it's used in 95% of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Plus, a month of IXL costs less than an hour of tutoring. Get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up today at IXL.com/20. Visit IXL.com/20 to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
To wrap up today's Q&A, Wednesday's question from Felix. The only exception I would make to this rule is that this is your absolute first business. You have no other domains and you've already established your business, meaning that you already have customers and maybe you're just buying a new domain and you're rebranding and you're changing the name or you're getting serious and actually buying your own domain. If this is the case, go for it because, hey, the business is real. It's out there. Secure those other extensions. Also, if you can't find the .com for your website, for your brand name, no problems. Grab the next best thing, the .co, the .net. You can always possibly buy the .com later on. This actually happened to us. We were WebinarNinja.co for a very long time, for a few years actually, until the .com became available. I bought it from somebody, and I had both the .com and the .net and other extensions, which is great. So don't think that the .com will never come to you. If the business is rolling and you become an established brand, the person who owns that domain will reach out to you actually and say, hey, would you like to buy the .com? So opportunities will be there to grab it later on. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Felix, for asking this question on Q&A Wednesday. If you have a question you want to ask, just email me over at omar@100mba.net. And I'll make sure I answer it right here on Q&A Wednesday. Make sure you hit subscribe so you don't miss a beat. When you hit subscribe, when the next episode's available, it's ready on your device. It also gives you access to over 1,400 episodes, 1,400 lessons, business lessons for you to check out. It's the only way to get access. Hit subscribe right now on whatever you use to listen to podcasts. Before I go, I want to leave you with this. The business making money is what's important. I can't stress this enough. Your product actually sells. That's what you really need to focus on. The domain name, the actual business name, really, is not even that important. The product, the offer, how compelling is it? How much profit you make? That's what's going to get your business growing and thriving. There are huge brands that have rebranded and changed their name and have done fine because the product is great. So make sure you validate your product, your service, your business before you move forward. If you want to know how to do that for free, we have a free course you could check out over at 100mba.net. It's on the homepage. Sign up. It's absolutely free. It'll walk you step by step how to validate your business idea. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.